You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Monday morning, November 17th. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Or listening as a podcast or online or through the app, watching us on social media. It's great to have you here to get the day started. I got a question for you. Can we talk about your friends? Because we have a Sunday morning newsletter with a question of the week. And the question that I asked was just based on a national survey. I think we might have even talked about it on the program here Friday. And I ran it yesterday, and I mean, the responses just came flooding in. The story that we talked about was a national survey on how many Republicans have a close friend who's a Democrat. How many Democrats have a close friend who's a Republican? Close friend. Now, we all have casual acquaintances of all stripes. A good friend, but you are political opposites. And that's how I asked it in the newsletter, not Democrat or Republican. I just said, do you have a friend who is politically the opposite of you, a close friend? And if not, why not? Is that by choice, by circumstance? If so, how do you make it work? And I was really surprised at how many responses came in so quickly, and so many not just yes or no, but I mean really wanting to explain their situation, that they just cannot make room in their lives for somebody that they have to fight with all the time, or I really love this person, and so we try not to talk about things. And by the way, it wasn't just close friends. It was, it was kids, like adult kids or parents, coworkers, things like that. So what we're going to do is at 7:35, we're going to open up the phone lines, and we're just going to ask people to come, share their stories that, without giving away too much, we don't need names or anything, but just talk about how they make a friendship work, or maybe how they lost a friendship. And, what we do about that in these divisive times. There are people that say, well, there's no more important time than ever to have close friends, even if you are politically opposed. Other people would say, this is no time to turn a blind eye. And you have to confront somebody if they're embracing an extreme view. So we're going to get into that in the 7:35 half hour. So I want you to stick around for that. And if you can't, I want your comments. Put them in the comment section now. Get over to Facebook or YouTube and put them in there. Or if you're listening on the radio, get that Civic Media app on your phone. Go to the text message or the voice note. We'd love to get a few voice notes from people saying, yep, I got a friend this or I got a friend that. And we'd like to find out. Let's see. Tony up in Ashland jumping in right away. In the comment section on YouTube, not really I would, but I moved from Ohio, so we aren't near each other. My dad is pro-Trump, so we don't talk much about it. We are both non-confrontational people. See, and that's the thing. We're Midwesterners. We try not to be too confrontational about these things. But, again, in the times we're in, I don't know that this isn't like disagreeing on health insurance premiums. Okay, this is like disagreeing on secret police kidnapping people off the streets and leaving two-year-olds alone or things like that. I mean, somebody's going to tell you, somebody you really trust and love is going to say to you, well, that's just the way it's got to be. And, you have to somehow agree to disagree on that. So we'll get into that. But again, you can use the voice note feature to tell us your point of view on that. You can text us. You can get in the comment sections. Let's talk about your friends and politics. 855-75-CIVIC is how you reach us by phone anytime throughout the show. 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us at that number. And of course, go to the comment sections. And we don't talk about it very much, but we do have an email address because we don't want to get spammed or anything. But you can email us your thoughts, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. So that's part of what lies ahead here. Coming up in our newsletter, I see it just went out from Up North News. You can sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the top banner. And there's the story that we talked about last week about Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, a candidate for Wisconsin governor, a Republican, and his new election, quote-unquote, reform ideas, which involve things like removing absentee ballot drop boxes. But also in the newsletter, we'll tell you about a Wisconsin city where an annual book drive has a goal of acquiring 2,000 books for distribution to children and raising funds to buy many more. So find that in our newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Let's see. Right now it is 6:11. It is time to head down to Madison Studio A2, where Parker Olson is standing by. I thought maybe he'd be in his green and gold. So happy at a long overdue Packer victory. But I'm actually glad he's not, because it just means the Packers won. Life returns to normal. We don't have to live and die by the team. Although there were times in the first half I wanted to die. Mr. Olson, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. There were times during that first half that I wanted to die. I will also be honest with you, I'm not wearing green and gold today because, frankly, laundry. So there you have it, folks.
Does at your age, and your, you know, where you are in life, is your laundry dictated by, like, it's an every Wednesday kind of thing, or is it done by the size of the pile of dirty clothes? And when it reaches a certain height, you go, all right, I guess it's time.
Might be the size of the pile.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because I'm home too now, so I have more clothes than when I was in Whitewater and I only had like some of my stuff.
Sure.
So, you know. Size of the pile. Great. Well.
Yeah. So the game, Jordan Love went out with an injury at one point, and I thought, well, that's it. There we go. You know?
Okay.
Especially when I thought it was a concussion that was going to take him out. Then it turned out it was a shoulder. But yeah. Parker has thoughts on this.
I do have thoughts on this. I actually, this is not a great thing to say, but I'm going to say it. Malik Willis, I'm fine with him. I think he's great. I would have been perfectly okay with having to play Malik Willis for the rest of that game, to be honest with you.
Okay. That doesn't sound too controversial.
You know, Jordan Love people.
Well, it's not like the kicker thing where we've been saying for a couple of weeks now, bring the substitute kicker back. And then he misses an extra point. Then he makes an extra point. Then he misses another extra point. I'm like, we're going to lose this game on extra points with the substitute kicker that we thought should be the permanent kicker.
That one.
Why can't we catch a break?
That one. As someone who was in the camp that he should have been kicking the entire time, That one really hurt me a little.
Yeah. I'll bet it did.
That one sucked.
I'm looking at it going, a break cannot be caught.
No, not for the life of me.
But thankfully, the Giants, they also missed one of their extra points. The Packers got a two-point conversion. So if all the extra points had been made, we'd be talking about just a regular final score of 28-21, the Packers winning by a touchdown. But because of all the other things, the final score was 27-20 as the Packers end their losing skid. There were some Jordan Love heroics on the go-ahead drive in the fourth quarter. He connected with rookie Savion Williams on a 32-yard gain under pressure on 3rd and 10, and he found Christian Watson in the end zone with 4:02 left to take the lead. And I got to say, again, I think the first two, maybe it wasn't the first two times that he threw to Christian Watson, but, you know, close enough that, you know, Watson didn't make the catch or it was overthrown or whatever. And I was really starting to think, is this the beginning of the end for our hopes that Jordan Love to Christian Watson was going to be a worthy combo? But I was wrong. You know, those connections did come later on.
Yeah.
So
Watson was awesome. He had a couple.
Yeah, like I said, really after nice the first couple, he had some really good catches. And I was happy by and large with what I saw, though I have to admit, I didn't see much of the game. I heard a lot of it from Wayne and Larry on the radio, because yesterday the sun was out. It was 50 when we first woke up, and we're like, okay, we've been putting this off long enough. So put the game on the radio, washing the windows before winter.
What a fun task.
Up on the ladder. Yep. Going all around the house, getting all the windows. We don't have a second floor. So you can do everything with a reasonable ladder. And it's all fine, except when you get to the side of the house where now the wind is blowing. There's a little bit of a wind chill on there. But we got it done, which is great. Back to the game. Tony says if they didn't drop four potential interceptions, it would have been a blowout. Yeah, that one was really frustrating.
That sucked.
Not going to lie.
Valentine's having a hard
Tony time. Also says Malik Willis is a good regular season QB. In the playoffs, when you need some big passing plays, you need Love.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Tony says, I miss laundry when I was single. With a wife and three kids, it's a daily requirement. Oh, yeah. It was pretty much daily for us when our daughters were in their teen years. And by that, I mean they all did it. I had a job that kept me away. I'm now doing more of that than doing more laundry and things than ever before. But thank goodness the rest of the family was able to pitch in here. Back to our question of the day. Alicia writes in, I went no contact with my mom because she is so MAGA and MAHA. It wasn't healthy for me or my kids. She is okay with everything this administration is doing. So we've got that input from Alicia. And let's see. It looks like we also have a voice note from somebody who is listening to our station up in the Wausau area. So we'll play a little bit of that in the next break. And like I said, at 7:35, welcome your phone calls as well. So anyway, the Vikings come to town next. They come to Lambeau Field on Sunday at noon. And then there's going to be a quick turnaround. The Packers have the Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit, Thanksgiving at noon. So we all got to plan our meals accordingly, I guess.
That's tough for the Olsen family, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, are they like very much like 1:30 every Thanksgiving, no matter what?
We're about noon. We do a big lunch. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's prime football time, which is
not
quite convenient. However, there's always a way.
Wheel a few TVs in. Now, that's a generational phrase. I can say, you just wheel a TV in. Nobody can wheel a TV in anymore with a 72-inch screen. But we used to have, everything was on a TV cart, and you could wheel the TV from one room or the other.
Was that something you did?
Believe me.
Wait, no, I believe that because I did it in school. Was that something that you did in home?
Of course.
Yes. Oh.
I have it out in my shed. I saw it because I was cleaning out the shed, getting that all fixed up and putting the bicycles up on racks and things like that.
Sure.
And our old TV cart is still there. You know, it looks like fake, the fake wood thing. And your TV would go on there. And then down below, you could put your VCR or, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you could wheel it around the corner if you needed to put it in the dining room to watch the Packers or whatever was going on. Oh, yeah. Lots of places still have, the old TV sets on a TV cart.
Huh.
Well, I don't know if they have that. They might still have the cart, maybe not the TV so much. But yeah, you really can't do that now. But you can bring the TV with you, on your screen. That's the thing. You've got either the 72-inch screen that you can't wheel that puppy, but you can also just people sitting all around the Thanksgiving table, watching their screens, and mom going, "Put your phones down. Put your phones down."
On Saturday, we were in a bar in Oshkosh, and they didn't have one of the games on the TV in front of us. Instead, it had Die Hard, the movie, which was interesting. So we pulled up the game on our phone and put it on a beer glass and called it good.
All right. Wow. All right. Hey, coming up after the break, you're never going to believe why beef prices are so crazy these days. According to Trump's Treasury Secretary, we are facing an invasion on the southern border, an invasion of cattle. Live from the heart of America's up north on Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's a Monday morning. It is just about 6:23. I'm Pat Kreitlow up here in Chippewa Falls, Parker Olson down in Madison. Nice to have you here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can follow me throughout the course of the day with my team at Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com. And, of course, we also have on the website, you can look right at the front page there and see what we're up to. But if you want just to focus on the morning show here, go to upnorthnewswi.com/mornings. upnorthnewswi.com/mornings. You can sign up for our Sunday morning newsletter. You can see the website articles that I'm working on. You can get links to follow the show as a podcast on Spotify or watch us on YouTube, all at upnorthnewswi.com/mornings. Tomorrow on the program, we will have Hans Breitenmoser. He's a dairy farmer from up near Merrill. We'll have Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom reporting live from the nation's capital. And Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area will join us to talk a little Wisconsin politics as well. As I mentioned in our Sunday newsletter, our question of the day is, do you have a close friend who is your political opposite? We're going to take a bunch of phone calls on that, I hope, around 7:35. So I want to give you ample room right now. And in fact, I think some folks are already leaving voice notes on this. So let's give a listen to one that was that has already come in off the Civic Media app.
After the disastrous Zelensky meeting this spring, I confronted my mom and I confronted my uncle, who are both big Trumpers. My mom was more willing to have a conversation. My uncle, who's basically like my dad, by the end of the conversation said, well, I can tell this is really upsetting for you, but at the end of the day, most of the things that happen at the federal level, they're not going to affect you that much. So I wouldn't stress about it too much.
That raises a very interesting point, and thank you. I appreciate that you called in and left a voice note, and I encourage everybody else to use that Civic Media app to do so. And it's a tough thing because on the one hand, yes, so much of what happens at the federal level does not impact us right away, but it can, it also sets the tone for our values. Blowing up boats in the Caribbean isn't going to change anything that happens in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin today. But is that really what we want from a president and from a military that can do things like, again, have masked secret police on the streets, can cut off benefits to struggling families, and yet import beef from Argentina and give Argentina $40 billion. All these things happen on the federal level. They don't affect us right away, but they're still important enough. The question becomes, what does that do to your discussions with your friends? And that's part of our question of the day here today that we're talking about. Speaking of beef from Argentina. When we talk about caravans, when we hear Trump and others talk about caravans coming from Mexico, the caravans are coming from Central America, the caravans are coming to the border. Did you know that in those caravans are cows? Because that's what Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said in an interview over the weekend. Let's give a listen.
The beef market is a very specialized market. It goes in long cycles, and this is the perfect storm. Again, something we inherited, and there's also, because of the mass immigration, a disease that we've been rid of in North America made its way up through South America. As these migrants, they have brought some of their cattle with them.
Parker, did you know that along with, as they're scaling the wall, that the cows are able to jump over the wall? Or they're going through the tunnel? I mean, sometimes you might think, am I hearing something? And you're hearing never occurred to you that it might be coming from underground.
I'm envisioning the Mighty Python and the Holy Grail when they're charging the castle and they're throwing cows and chickens and geese out over the wall.
Oh, a Monty Python reference out of you. That's fabulous. Cassandra, OMG, Bessent, facepalm. Yeah, I don't know what else to tell you on that, except that it feels like the folks in MAGA world are playing a game with us. I feel like we're being punked, that they sit around and they try to see how far they can go to make some Americans believe their wild excuses and their accusations to justify all the things they do. And the latest one has got to be, as Edith put it, you know, the cow jumped over the moon. She puts that on Facebook. Hey, if it can jump over the moon, it can jump over a border fence. It's a southern invasion of cattle, you know. I know, Tony, I was just a surprise to see Monty Python reference from Parker, but yeah, there it is, believe it or not. All right, well, now that we've got you up to speed on what is happening with the American beef market in the here and now, and then we'll hear more in the Midwest Farm Report coming up less than 2 minutes away, but we already told you about the Packers beating the Giants 27-20. They'll host the Vikings next Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team did not look terrible at first. Parker thinks I might have couched that a little bit too much. I mean, the first quarter,
yeah,
you know, was respectable.
Right.
And then Indiana was like, oh, wait, we should get started, shouldn't we? And they ended up just spanking Wisconsin 31-7. The Badgers are now 3-7 overall, 1-6 in the Big Ten. They lost to a ranked team for the fifth time this season. They have still not beaten a top 10 team on the road since 2019. They will next be in action at Camp Randall hosting Illinois. That's a Saturday night game coming up, last I saw. Badger men's basketball, they're hosting Southern Illinois University Edwardsville tonight in the final matchup of a four-game homestand to start the 2025-2026 season. The Badger women's basketball team defeated UW-Green Bay on Sunday afternoon. Men's hockey split with Ohio State. Badger women's hockey swept St. Cloud State. And the Bucks, they lost Friday and Saturday. Today's history lesson and Dr. Kristen Lyerly all on the way. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Again, for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
We're going to start today's history lesson with some John Lennon and Elton John. So Elton John was, he wasn't an unknown, but he was still like an up-and-comer way back then, 51 years ago. Elton John played piano on the track, and he made a bet with John Lennon. Elton John was sure the song was going to hit number one. John Lennon said no. John Lennon lost the bet, and as the bet's loser, Lennon had to join Elton on stage at one of his concerts. He picked Madison Square Garden and got a manic ovation, all from a song that hit number one this day in 1974. Welcome to today's history lesson, where we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, did not go to New York to watch the game, like the Pittsburgh thing. I know. She just stayed on her couch. Uh-huh. It does happen. And enjoyed it. How are you?
Yes. I'm good. John Lennon, my favorite Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the collabs.
Right. Rightly so. Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. On this day, 1 year earlier, 1973, in Orlando, you heard the reference in there. President Nixon telling reporters, "I am not a crook."
Mm-hmm. I am not a crook.
Yeah,
that was Nixon. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. On this day in 1996, the Spice Girls hit number one on the album chart with their self-titled debut album.
This is the Spice Girls song you picked?
This is my favorite Spice Girls song.
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what I want, Pat. What I really, really want is
you know what
a
I
different
really
Spice
want?
Girls song.
It's the other one I like is also on this album, To Become One. Aww. Both were part of that debut self-titled album that hit number one this day in 1996.
Wouldn't that be a fun Civic Media Halloween costume for us and Mike Clemens? And who else? Who else? Joe Zepecki?
Where are you going with
Spice
this?
Girls?
The Spice Girls.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think all Pat's right. Ice Spice.
Yeah. Ice Spice is not a Spice Girl, but could be. We could do whatever we want with it. It's our
we
costume.
We have enough people.
We definitely have. We have plenty of time to plan.
Put a reminder in your calendar.
Or
I
to
will.
Forget that we ever talked about this. Yeah. On this day in 1993, the all-new Mickey Mouse Club made its debut. Among the Mouseketeers on this day in 1993, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and Ryan Gosling, and Carrie Russell. They were all Mouseketeers this day in 1993, and they all did pretty well after that. Who knew being a Mouseketeer was a stepping stone?
Well, it's like a cohort of people who are vetted.
Mm-hmm.
It makes perfect sense when you really think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about Annette Funicello and that cohort. Let's go way back.
It worked for Annette, uh-huh. To which again, you know, 2/3 of the audience is like, look it up. The Four Seasons had the number one hit on this day in 1962. All right, let's see. We got birthdays today. Hey, Danny DeVito is 81 years old today. RuPaul is a senior citizen now, 65 years old today. Rachel McAdams is 47. And Milwaukee Brewer Ryan Braun, 42 years old today.
Aww.
How do you feel about Ryan Braun?
Are you talking
because of the scandal?
Me or Kristen?
Yeah. No, but either one. This is a question for the group.
Yeah. Okay.
he's a human.
Yeah.
He was a great brewer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just leave her at that. All right. Did you hear us on Friday mocking Gordon Lightfoot? Because today is the anniversary of his birth. He was born this day in 1938. Passed away a couple of years ago. But that prior to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, he'd written a different song about a shipwreck.
No.
Oh. Well, then, Kristen, you, like so many other people, can head over and subscribe to this show as a podcast, listen to Friday's First Hour, where we talk about a shipwreck, play a song that was made about the shipwreck, and tell you that that's Gordon Lightfoot. Apparently, he has a type. He likes the shipwreck songs.
Well, and, I mean, people like shipwrecks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, he had other songs, like Carefree Highway, which I meant to cue up today, but he was born this day in 1938. On this day in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor of California, which sounds, you know, like second nature now. But again, I want to take you back to election night 2003. There's Gordon Lightfoot now. Arnold Schwarzenegger elected governor of California in 2003. It was kind of like when Jesse Ventura got elected governor of Minnesota. It was just like, What is happening here? What?
Oh, I remember that, though. I remember being in college when they were pushing for that.
1998, yeah.
Can happen.
There were only a couple of times where I was truly speechless on air delivering the news, and that was one of them. The other was one of our reporters picking up a downed power line, but I'll save that story for another time. Pick up downed power lines. Yeah. Comes back to me on camera, and I'm like, you would never want to do that, folks. Anyway, yeah, the other one was trying to explain to people that Jesse Ventura had just been elected Minnesota governor. So there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. On this day in 2007 was the first episode of Live from Daryl's House. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates performing from his home in Millerton, New York. I really liked that show.
I bet you did.
I haven't seen a ton of episodes, but I mean, what a nice premise for a show. Mm-hmm. You know, get some of your music friends or make new music friends and jam together. Mm-hmm. And do some recipes and tell some stories. I really
like Daryl Hall super fans.
I know, exactly.
Do you know any Daryl Hall super fans?
I don't know any. No, none. There's no mirrors in this house. on this day in 2007, the Eagles were at number one on the album chart with Long Road Out of Eden. Long Road Out of Eden. I almost said Egan. People are fleeing the suburbs. Singles like this one. Just too busy being fabulous. Oh, boy. Too busy.
when the Vikings moved there, everything went to hell.
That was it. See, mm-hmm. it was shortly after we left Eagan for Chippewa Falls. That must have been it. We just knew the neighborhood was going to hell.
Going to hell.
Just so the Long Road Out of Eden was the number one album this day in 2007. Let's see. On this day in 2019, the first COVID-19 case was traced to a 55-year-old man who'd visited a market in Wuhan, China. And then finally, because I wanted to end on a more upbeat note than that, the number one hit this day in 1984 was by Wham.
The song was life-changing for me.
Life-changing?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Tell me more.
Oh, we all bought fingerless gloves. There were new t-shirts, dancing, glowy things. Yeah.
It did change. Yeah. It changed the look for a lot of folks.
Yes.
So there you go.
And spirit. And it made us cheerful. It
yes,
was the 80s.
We needed
some
that.
Cheer.
Well, see, that's just it. It was all about going out dancing. In 1984, I mean, that's all Sherry and I were doing. We were going out dancing every Friday, Saturday night, sometimes Thursday nights. Sometimes Sunday. I mean, there was a lot of dancing going on.
You can
college.
Still dance. You can still, like, you know, you can bring that back. It's polkaing now. But
I was gonna say,
it's
I think
still
it's
dancing.
It's more of a sway.
More of a waltz. Yeah, yeah at this point. Yeah. But no, dancing is still allowed. Absolutely. What's on the National Day calendar for today?
This week is Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week.
Okay.
We have
Makes
got
sense.
International Students Day.
International Students Day. Have you had international students hosted any, Kristen?
We have not. I have my house is too full of national students.
To have any international students, yeah. we hosted, you know, what we you know, our third daughter from Russia back in 2004. And, you know, has always been a part of the family ever since then. We went to Russia for her wedding back in 2011, I believe it was. Yeah. And, yeah. It's. I would encourage anybody to host international students. We also hosted an international student for like a weekend. Do you remember the old Up With People?
Oh my gosh! Group? Yes, I know it well.
Yeah, we hosted an Up With People person back in the day, but I guess that's gone now.
It's gone now. They are very full of joy and cheer and music
they
and
really
entertainment.
Are. Yes,
and jazz hands.
Yep. Yeah. When they left, they're like. What just happened?
Woo! Like I need a nap.
White tornado of cheerfulness just went through. Wow. All right. What else we got on the calendar today?
We've got National Hiking Day, which seems oddly late in the year for that.
It does,
we're
doesn't
in Wisconsin,
it?
But, yeah. You know, south yeah. of us.
Well, you know, the Ice Age Trail is still there. Still beckons one of
it's
these days.
It's been there for a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, famously.
Yeah. Yep. What else?
It is also National Homemade Bread Day. I'm a big bread guy. I was very excited about this.
I love fresh. I haven't made homemade bread in forever. Remember the bread machine craze?
Oh, I made homemade bread in my bread machine yesterday.
You still have your bread machine?
Yes.
Wow.
Family favorite. I made baguettes for Julian's birthday.
I think ours is still down in the basement someplace buried, but... Like, we had a couple of times when it didn't quite work, and we thought, well, maybe there's something off with the heating element or whatever, and we just never brought it back upstairs, but it's somewhere. We should make homemade bread again.
Mm-hmm. I just make the dough, and then I do the rest of it by hand.
Yeah. So there you go, homemade bread. And then one more on the calendar for today, Parker.
It is National Unfriend Day. Like on social media, if you got that somebody, I don't know, maybe a congressman, you can unfriend them. Just a guess.
You hear that, George? You're on notice. I've got a special friend on Facebook.
Oh.
Maybe today's the day we unfriend. And yet, that gets us back into our question of the day, Kristen. And that is, do you have a close friend who is your political opposite? And again, at 7:35, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll get people to tell their stories. I've collected so many stories already from people. This really struck a nerve isn't right, but struck a chord. With people, so many emails have come in explaining why they do or don't have a close friend who's their political opposite. So, Kristen, I'll throw that right at you out of the get-go, because you get along with everybody. But when it comes to a close friend, not acquaintances, but a close friend, do you have one who's like politically opposite? If so, how do you make it work? If not, why?
Opposite to me means that it's like a dyad, like you are here and they are there. And that's not how I see the world. I see the world as like a continuum. So I would say that I have friends who have a very different perspective, but we find common ground. And the thing is respect. We respect each other even if we don't agree. So yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolves and we learn from each other.
Well, and I think respect, when you talk about that, I think that word is getting a tougher workout than ever these days.
Yeah.
Because of some of the things you're being asked to respect in terms of a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that in some of the responses that we're going to be reading a little bit later on. But I mean, we've already seen in some of the comments today, I mean, Alicia mentioned earlier, no contact with her mom because of Megan. Never mind friends. We're talking parents and adult children and things like that. This has been it's not like there haven't been other trying times in American history, but this is one of them right now, isn't it?
And sometimes the best thing you can do is what Alicia did. Sometimes you just have to say no.
Yeah. So you got to know, is this a time for just setting things aside or is it time for letting go? So we'll be talking about that more in our 7 o'clock hour. And State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin at 8:30 talking about saving the Wisconsin Stewardship Program. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We are back at 6:52 on a Monday morning, November 17th. Pat Kreitlow, Parker Olson, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and Up North News reporter Selena Heller joining us from Eau Claire as well. Selena, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning. Good. Good. Yeah. Lots of outside stuff done,
Yeah. Kristen, you were the same way? Outdoor stuff?
I can't not. In these nice days when the sun is out and it just feels good, and that 15 minutes when we have sun this time of year, you just got to get out there and embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Christmas
what we thought, too.
Also.
Oh, yep. Some people doing Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. Some people still moving leaves. We were washing windows yesterday. Parker, you were going to go to Oshkosh to watch the Whitewater football game.
Yeah, we did. It was really nice out. Really good day. Mini tailgate, kind of. Weren't there long, but, it was good for
still,
it.
Still, if you can squeeze in another tailgate, you do it.
Well, we're in the playoffs, Pat. We've got more tailgates.
Oh, well, we are? Okay.
We are, yes. Okay. We have a bye, and then we're in.
Go Whitewater Water Drops or whatever. Selena is going to be telling us later about, let's just talk about it briefly, Selena, because you've got a report that's running on Up North News, and we're going to play some snippets after the 7 o'clock news where, a farmer was nice enough to say, well, I'll talk to you about stuff, but you're going to have to sit in the combine because I got to harvest these soybeans. So how was that?
Yeah, it was great. He was nice as Phil. We hung out a good part of the day, and he was so lovely. I climbed up into the combine with him, and we went combining, and I was telling him, so before this, I was like, well, we had Oliver's, and we were just chatting on the phone beforehand, so we were just, kind of reminiscing and everything, and he's been farming for 45 years in Pierce County, so we talked a lot about that, and then we talked about so many things while we were combining soybeans, but I had never been in the combining soybeans before, only corn, but we grew soybeans, hay, and corn on when I grew up. So that was really fun for me.
Now, people might go, wait a minute, didn't Selena cover the combine demolition derbies? Were you ever in one of those combines?
No, but all my friends are like, you have to do it. You have to do it. I'm like, oh gosh, that's no, I have not. And especially combines. No.
I
should have brought that up to Phil.
Oh yeah, you should have. Absolutely.
Phil needs his combine for the crops.
Yes. Yeah. Well. These aren't the brand sparkly new ones that they're using for the demolition derby. No, but I'll never forget the first time Selena told me she wanted to do a story about the combine demolition derbies that happened in her hometown. Okay, this should be fun, and it was.
It's a spectacle.
All right. So more about Selena's story coming up after the news. Dr. Lyerly had the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on this past weekend, as always, and I can say this without any hesitation that I was one of the first members of the Kristen Bry fan club because I got to know her shortly after she moved back to Wisconsin from many years in California. And, she was doing a little bit of work for Up North News and then a little bit of work for Civic Media. And you just knew, like she's going places, and now she's got a great show on a big time radio station, but hasn't forgotten the little people like Kristen Lierley, who wanted to have her on as a guest.
I tempted her with the thought of a glass of wine and a fire and a longer conversation later. Perfect. On. So yeah, she shares her whole story. I mean, she's had a really fascinating journey, and now the work that she's doing in Milwaukee with a competing radio station is really visionary for a woman of her age in this political environment. So we talk about everything, including the latest New York Times op-ed about whether women ruined the workplace. That got a little spicy. So great conversation. So much fun. So grateful to her.
Okay. I don't want you to give the show away, of course, but I feel like I've got to hear a little bit more. But what was the setup to this?
So the New York Times published an opinion piece called "Did Women Ruin the Workplace?" And it got so much blowback that they actually ended up changing the title to say, "Did liberal feminism ruin the workplace? And can conservative feminism save it?" And needless to say, we don't think so. And we had some thoughts. So
I have thoughts on the phrase conservative feminism.
That is also discussed. Yeah, it's, well, you know, ultimately we feel like this is kind of some clickbaity stuff that the New York Times is doing recently. And it's destructive and it's sad, but that's where we're at with media. Everybody's just trying to get a little piece of your attention.
Yeah, they are. But, you know, the thing about Kristen Bry and Kristen Lierley, neither was trained in journalism or media. But yet I could tell right away that Kristen Bry, like, she paid enough attention to the news and had a sense of curiosity. She's a first-class networker getting to meet people. And it was clear she, without the journalism training, she was still going to excel at it. Then there's people like Selena and me who took all these journalism courses to get to where we are. And you want to be jealous, but you can't be, because you just have to admire. You have to admire folks like that. But I mean, I wouldn't take anything away, Selena, from the training that we had. It's a couple of different things covering, you know, your city council versus talking about the big issues of the day.
Oh gosh. Well, and we were taught by the Henry Lippold. The Henry Lippold. He's pretty well known in the journalism world here in Wisconsin. And it's like, you go to the city council, you have to have a curious mind, because you have to tell everybody, you know, what's going on, what affects them. Every city council meet. I have been to so many meetings.
So many county board meetings and town boards. And my very first beat that he gave me, I so wanted one of the coveted ones, like Eau Claire City Council, Eau Claire School Board. And it was the Eau Claire County Board Committee on Solid Waste. And I was crestfallen. He's like, "Oh no, Mr. Kreitlow, that is where the money is. The money is in trash." And I learned that he was absolutely right. That was like the big debate at the time, was what to do with the county landfill. And you learned all about how it leaches out. You learned so much.
But that's journalism versus opinion. You are reporting news and facts. We are talking about things and sharing our ideas.
Right. But in both cases, the folks who are pretty good at it kind of make it look easier than it really is. The things that you do and that Kristen Bry do, you know, yeah, anybody can have an opinion, but to do it in a way that connects with people and can be funny at the same time, I mean, that's something we really admire out of both of you.
Oh, thanks. Maybe when we come back from the break, I can tell you who my guest is going to be next week.
Well, if you want to hang around, yeah.
How about that for a tease?
That'd be pretty cool.
Who says she's not trained?
So much teasing. She knows how to tease. It's like job one in broadcasting. All right. That and so much more after the news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.